Well, the government might have had a political win in passing the tax cuts, but will this also result in a win from the national economy? According to one of Australia's leading economic forecasters, maybe not. Our business reporter David Taylor is with me now in the studio. David, fatter tax returns will kick in as soon as next week. This change means that more than 10 million of us will receive a tax cut of up to $1,080. Surely that's good news for millions of workers.
Well, Sarah, it is, but there's a bigger picture here. Globally, there's a problem with inflation, which is another legacy of the global financial crisis. Now, here in Australia, it shows itself up as low wage growth, folks finding it harder and harder to get a pay rise. Now, the Reserve Bank is doing its part by making borrowing and credit the cheapest it's ever been, and the government has now delivered on tax cuts. But there's no doubt millions of Australians could have extra cash in their bank accounts as early as next month, from what we've just heard. But is the economy as a whole going to benefit? And will it lead to higher wages? Alan Oster was the head of Federal Treasury Forecasting in the 1980s. He's now the chief economist of the National Australia Bank. I spoke with him a short time ago.
So you will get an impact, but it's really tiny. So is it going to mean the economy suddenly booms? No. I think more important by a long way are rate cuts.
Well, in terms of the rest of this year, you've got a cash rate now at a record low. You've got what you're saying is around $7 billion worth of injection from tax cuts and the potential for further infrastructure spending this year. Yep. If that won't lift the economy before Christmas, what will?
Basically, what you need is a lot more either fiscal policy spending, be it infrastructure, be it cash. In other words, send out checks and those sort of things could help the economy. But the economy is struggling. And, you know, if you look at the last 12 months, public sector demand is really quite strong. It's up around 5.5% growth. But the private sector is basically stalled. And until the consumer gets some more money, they're not going to basically spend a lot more.
How vulnerable is the Australian economy right now if, for instance, say, the US-China trade war escalates much further and Chinese economic growth slows down in the next 12 months? How vulnerable are we?
Look, I don't think we're vulnerable to a recession. I think there are parts of the economy like retail that are in recession. I think manufacturing's really doing very poorly. But there's enough public sector demand there that means that the total headline numbers will be okay. The problem you'll have is you're not going to get a lot of wage increases, and basically people are going to be scared. So you're going to see a lot of headlines saying economy stalled, but you know what we should be looking at is what can we do now, to i.e. from September and December quarter. And some of these tax cuts and rate cuts, well, certainly the tax cuts would help a bit, but would it be enough to suddenly turn the economy around and start it revving back up to 3%? No way.
That's National Australia Bank Chief Economist Alan Oster speaking with our business reporter, David Taylor.